Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Pratt was shown a video of fiance Katherine Schwarzenegger professing her love for him 2 years ago.
Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, or Chris Evans?
Chris Evans.
Actually, Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's been looking good lately, so you never know.
And here's his reaction once he saw the video.
Did you know about that?
When she said Chris Evans, I my heart sank, and then she rescued it. You guys
it.
You just made that.
No, I swear, this is from two years ago.
That is crazy.
Talk about foreshadowing.
Wow. That's so sweet. I literally have never seen that before.
Awesome.
So thank really you for cute. Showing me that. I'm really moved.
Chris Pratt is easily the hottest guy out of all of those Chrises. Don't you think, Joe?
Honestly, yeah. I was going to go, he's definitely my number one. One of you has got the dad bod or he's all ripped up.
Yeah, either way.
Daddy liking. Yep.
Julian Edelman was so impressed with the way a seventh grade girl handled being bullied by her classmates that he gave her 2 tickets to the Super Bowl. Deja Ronde is a 13-year-old who plays quarterback for her New Hampshire school's football team, and she even wears number 11 because Edelman is her favorite quarterback, and he wears number 11. And some of her classmates had an issue with the girl being their quarterback, and she was bullied over it. The Patriots and their super hot receiver, Julian Edelman, invited her to the team's facility last week for a tour, a meet and greet, and gave her 2 tickets to the Super Bowl on Sunday with the Pats versus the Rams. And Edelman said, "My respect level for you is just through the roof because you just ignored all the noise and you played the game we all love, and that's football."
Poor kid liking the wrong team.
No, a girl dominating again. I love this, even though I hate the Pats. And Julian Edelman's really hot, so I like him too.
I guess.
The Chicago Police Department said Empire actor Jussie Smollett and his music manager are not handing over phone records of a conversation that occurred Tuesday morning during an alleged attack. Smollett claimed 2 men beat him up, tied a noose around his neck, said racial and homophobic slurs, and threw an unknown chemical substance on him. Brandon Z. Moore, Smollett's music manager, said he heard some of the attack while on the phone with Smollett, according to Variety. A police spokesman said Thursday the victim and his manager reported that they were talking on their cell phones to each other, but CPD has been unable to independently verify this because they refused to turn over the cell phones. That seems kind of fishy to me, like they were talking about some conspiracies or something.
Well, I mean, I guess they want to turn over, but it's like, well, why do I have to give you my phone? I mean, I get they want to try to match things up right there,
right.
But that doesn't mean something did not happen.
Right, no, for sure. Corey Feldman is speaking out about the controversial new Michael Jackson documentary, Leaving Neverland, saying that that's not the guy he knew. Feldman also said, "I was friends with Michael. I don't know anybody from our group of friends that ever saw him that way. It feels like a big stab in the back," he added. "It could be true. I don't know. I wasn't there. From my own experience, that's not the guy I knew." And then coming up next in the garbage, Ariana Grande speaks out about her big tattoo mistake.